you're talking about motivation, that's it. And that's what I'm going to be talking about is motivation. West Texas rancher had a coming out party for his daughter. Now, this is one of those real rich Texans. I mean, thousands of acres of land, tens of thousands of head of cattle, dozens of producing oil wells. I mean, a great big house and an Olympic-sized swimming pool. Now, this coming out party for his daughter, a salespeople refer to that as group prospecting. I mean, he wanted to have a look of all of the fine young men in West Texas, so they came in from 100 miles away. Well, they had a marvelous occasion, and long about midnight, the host invited them out to his Olympic-sized swimming pool, which he'd had the foresight to stock with water moccasins and alligators. And he said to the young men, he said, "Now, the first one of you young men who will jump in this pool and swim the length of it," he said, "I'll give you 5,000 acres of my best land. And if you don't want the land," he said, "I'll offer you $1,000,000 in cash. And," he said, "if you don't want that, I will give you the hand of my beautiful daughter in marriage." Now, I don't have to tell you fellas this, but I think it's obvious that everybody knows that she is our only heir. And the one who gets her for his bride will eventually get all of this. Well, the words were no sooner out of his mouth than there was a loud splash at one end of that pool, followed by an almost immediate emergence of a dripping young man at the other end of that pool. He had set a world's record which will never even be approached. Well, the host was all excited. He ran down there, and as the young man was just shaking himself off from that fast swim, he said, "Congratulations, son, that's absolutely fantastic." He says, "Do you want the 5,000 acres of my best land?" The young man said, "No, sir." He said, "Well, do you want the $1,000,000 in cash?" He said, "No, sir." Well, he said, "Then, son, I've got to assume that you want the hand of my beautiful daughter in marriage." The young man said, "No, sir." And the West Texan said, "Well, son, for crying out loud, what do you want?" The young man said, "I want to know the name of that dude that pushed me in the swimming pool." Now, I think we'll all agree that he was motivated. But I think we'll also agree that most people are confused about motivation. One of the favorite questions the media often ask me is, "Mr. Ziegler, now you're going to do this four-hour seminar." "Yep, that's right." "And you're going to get the people all motivated." I said, "I sure hope so. That's what management brings me in for." "Well, let me ask you a question, Mr. Ziegler. Where will these people be a month from now, 6 months from now?" In other words, Mr. Ziegler, tell me, is motivation permanent? Well, I got to look at you folks and say, no, motivation is not permanent. But then neither is bathing. But that doesn't mean I don't approve of bathing. As a matter of fact, I strongly encourage it. Eating is not permanent unless you don't eat, and then pretty soon your condition will be permanent. No, motivation is not permanent for the simple reason that we've got demotivation, which takes place every day of our lives. There's more confusion about motivation and positive thinking than just about anything that I have ever encountered. I believe in this presentation, though, we're going to be able to clarify much of that for your benefit, and more importantly, share with you how you can keep the motivation and the positive thinking going. Positive thinking won't let you do anything. I get so annoyed when I hear some people enthusiastically stand up and say, "Man, with positive thinking, you can just do anything. Just believe it, and man, think about it positive enough, you can do it." I believe that's ridiculous. See, I'm 60 years old. I don't care how positive I got, I could not whip a boxing champion. I don't care how positive I got, I could not play football in the NFL or the basketball in the NBA. I don't care how positive I got, I couldn't perform major surgery on you and have you live. Nor could I give you electronuclear physics. Positive thinking won't.